Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, I have three guests joining us. We have Chad McLeod, Nicole Morlock, and Margot Hout joining us from Unite to Silence the Stigma. And Chad, Nicole, and Margot, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Warren.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk About It. So we have the big Ride to Silence the Stigma coming up this Sunday, July 16th. It is the fourth annual. We're going to talk more about that and how you can get involved with that. But what I do want to do here first is talk a little bit about Unite to Silence the Stigma, which is a group of people in the community who have one common goal. And I'm hoping Margot, Nicole, or Chad can tell us more about that.
Absolutely. Thank you,
Margot. Can.
Margot can.
I know that it's a privilege and an honor to be the chair of Unite to Silence the Stigma and to be graced with committee members that come together to not only raise awareness but to educate and prevent suicide prevention and or those battling or dealing with mental health issues.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, we've had Margot on a couple of times before. This is something that it's really hard to talk about. It can be hard to talk about, but that's the main goal, is making sure that people are talking about it, because it's something that needs to be known. It's something that needs to be discussed because it could help save lives.
Absolutely, and that is ultimately our mission, is the hope to save a life. I know that, again, the name of our committee says it all, Unite to Silence the Stigma.
Exactly, because it is a stigma surrounding it. So that is the goal of the group, and you guys raise money to continue to advocate for that. And one of the big events that you host is the fourth annual, or is the Ride to Silence the Stigma. And as I said, going into its fourth year on July 16th, the ride will take place at Stutzman Harley-Davidson. So can you tell us a little bit more about the event, kind of why it's held and how it's held?
Yes, we invite anyone that would be interested in joining us. They are welcome, as it is a motorcycle run. Cars are welcome.
Okay.
We have registration at 11 with kickstands up at 12:30. We have four stops this year. So we extend gratitude to 281 Stop in Pingree, the B Bar in Kensal, Red's Bar in Glenfield, and Spiritwood Lake Resort. And then we end the ride with a meal at Stutzman Harley Davidson in Jamestown. And again, we also, again, want to give a shout out to our two major sponsors of Newman Signs and Stutzman Harley Davidson.
Absolutely. Without them, of course, things like this are not possible. So thank you to those. Again, we have Margot Hout, Chad McLeod, and Nicole Morlock joining
sure
us here on Let's Talk About It. So, you know, we have Chad here to talk about it. You've been involved with the group for a while, Chad, or are you new to the group?
New to the group.
New to the group.
I am not new to the circumstances that happen amongst suicide, but trying to make a difference, trying to pop a smile, trying to do what I can to make a difference.
Absolutely. So I guess tell us a little bit about your involvement with it, Chad, and why you're involved with Unite to Silence the Stigma.
My son committed suicide years ago, and I do not like that. Just trying to raise awareness, just like I do with the walks.
Yeah. Have you been doing the walks for a while? Like, you're talking about the Relay for Lives, right? Or the Walk Out of the Darkness,
yes,
right? That's
right.
What it is.
Out of the Darkness walks, yes.
Yeah.
I've been doing those.
Okay. How long have you been doing those for, Chad? Quite some time.
Three years.
Yeah. Wow. So then that's how you kind of got involved with everything then.
Yes, and I think I heard about Margot through my sister.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how I heard about her, but I think this is a very nice lady, beautiful lady that's trying to make something happen. That I think we can make something happen from this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you know, obviously, too, Chad. I'm sure it's hard to share that story, but you understand the importance of making sure that, you know, it's a real thing. Suicide is a real deal, and people need to be aware that it happens every day.
Yes, that is true. And you know, I think about suicide every time, all day, every day. Yeah. And sometimes I think about hurting myself, but I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to. I want to make a difference.
No, absolutely. And you know, we appreciate you too, Chad, coming on and talking about that and sharing your story, because it just falls in line exactly with what Unite to Silence the Stigma is all about. So
I think that's the ultimate goal of our committee, is to not only offer support to each other, but also what is very real. Individuals are sometimes minutes out from hurting or harming themselves, and we encourage individuals that are in those circumstances to reach out for help. Or if you know someone that is in those circumstances, get them to the emergency room. There's an 800 number, 1-800-273-TALK. Call, reach out, seek help, as we really know that it can make a difference to be present with people that are hurting. And in turn, again, our goal is with the hope to save a life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't have put it better, Margo. That was fantastic. Margo Hout, Nicole Morlock, and Chad McLeod joining us here on Let's Talk. We'll talk with Nicole a little bit now. And and Nicole, you've been involved with Unite to Silence the Stigma for how long?
I was asked last year at the run.
At the run, really?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So why did you decide to get involved?
Beth Lout asked me.
Okay.
And I've dealt with suicide. I know people. I've got a cousin that committed suicide. I actually had a classmate, we were just talking about that today,
mm-hmm.
That committed suicide. My sister-in-law, August 17th, did it last year.
Mm.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's very tough. But it helps. I'm so glad she asked me, because it has helped a lot to be part of this.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, because, I mean, it's hard for me to talk about, too, because you hear these stories, you hear about other people who have taken their lives, and because suicide, I believe, has all reached us in some way, shape, or form, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, have to go through the problems and the trials and tribulations that suicide brings to their lives, so I can't imagine, you know, it's been very easy for you to get to this point, but Nicole, you seem to be doing okay and sharing that story with people.
Oh, I cried after Wayne Byers, not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was August 17th, which is the day before my dad's birthday, so it hits home a lot.
It does. So you joined Unite to Silence the Stigma to kind of share that story that, you know, there are people out there and there are ways to find help.
Yes.
Yeah. So did you do the ride last year then? You were a part of the ride last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have been part of the ride the year before, but I was just learning how to ride a motorcycle and not a dirt bike.
Well, two years later now, I mean, you must be a lot better at it, right?
Yes, I actually have a different bike.
Good. Excellent. I'm sure we'll see Nicole there. Chad, will you be participating at all, or will you be at the event at all?
You know it. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Yeah. Awesome. Wonderful.
I will be there.
Perfect. So I'm sure they can talk to you about your stories too, and really it's a good way to get together with people who are have that like-minded goal of silencing that stigma of suicide. And again, it's going to be coming up on Sunday, July 16th. As Margo said, cars are welcome for it. We should get some details, Margo, or anybody else who wants to give the details, the cost to attend and what those costs will be going towards for your group.
Absolutely. For any rider or attendee, it's $20 per person. But again, you know, if finances are limited, we welcome anybody that would like to join us. We appreciate the donation and the participation, as funds, again, will stay local. We have sponsored DC Faber in several events. Recently, we provided the meal for law enforcement, as they had suicide prevention training. So we definitely are active and visible in our school district as well. So we really invite people to contact us, get involved, as It's going to be important that each one of us take a risk. As a matter of fact, I want to extend appreciation not only to Nicole and Chad for joining us this morning, but the committee members that are actively involved with me, as it takes not only time, but courage to step forward and get actively involved in a topic such as suicide prevention.
Absolutely. I mean, I cannot commend everybody who comes on, and Chad and Nicole, for sharing that story. It takes a lot of strength to do that. But
yeah, and what I'm thinking she's saying is get up on out there and do what you can do.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah. So again, Margot Hout, Nicole Morlock, and Chad McLeod joining us. Margot, if anybody has questions, they want to talk to you about Unite to Silence the Stigma, or they want to get involved in some way, shape, or form, or help out, what are some ways they can get a hold of you or anybody else to do that?
They would be welcome to contact me via my cell phone at 701-269-2741.
2741. Perfect. So again, Ride to Silence the Stigma is this Sunday at Stutzman Harley-Davidson. Registration at 11. Kickstands go up at 12:30. Margot, Chad, or Nicole, is there anything else you guys wanted to add in there or say about the group or the event? That's about it.
Margot said it best, man. She says it beautifully.
Yeah, she did. Absolutely. I agree. And thank you guys so much, Margot, Nicole, and Chad. Thank you guys for coming on and sharing your story and talking about the event.
Thank you.
Thank you.